It's Britney, bitch.
The schoolgirl. The star. The boyfriend.
I remember when we decided that we were going to go our separate ways. I said, if there's ever a moment where you ever need me, then I will be there.
The awards.
Britney's here!
Paparazzi.
Guys, stop using the cameras and following
us.
Back up, guys. Back up.
Get out of
here, guys.
Stop.
Back out of here.
The comeback.
Britney, are you there?
Would you hold it against me? She changed the face of modern music. Now, after 12 years in the charts, for the next 60 minutes, Britney Spears talks exclusively to In Demand.
Hi, this is Britney Spears, and you're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy, the best place for the biggest hits and biggest stars, just like me.
This is In Demand, and this has been a long time coming. We are so thrilled to have you on our show, Britney.
Thank you for having me.
It's Britney Spears. We really want to have a good old chat with you.
Okay.
We're going to dedicate an entire hour of the show to you because, let's face it, you deserve it. You've been in our lives for long enough for that, I think.
That's so cool.
And to start it off, what we'd really like to do is play the first ever song that brought you into our lives.
Okay.
Would you like to introduce Baby One More Time for us?
Yes, this is Baby One More Time.
Yay! This is In Demand. It's an In Demand special with the fabulous Britney Spears. I'm with her right now. Welcome to the show, Britney. Now, let's talk about kind of a retrospective of your career to start with.
Mm-hmm.
You've obviously been a megastar for pretty much half your life now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what it was like when you first started out and you suddenly went from being a Louisiana girl, you know, kind of just normal life, and then literally, bosh, all of a sudden you're a superstar? Do you remember that specific transition in your life?
I really just remember all of a sudden being able to get all this free stuff.
But when you were that age?
Yeah, and being, it was just, you know, overwhelming, and being noticed and having your song on the radio and stuff like that. It was really cool.
Okay, now obviously being famous, like you say, has its perks. So getting free stuff, you must have like a whole house just dedicated to things. What's the weirdest thing you've ever been sent for free?
Let me see. Pictures of people, you know, and the photo albums that they give me, and you know what I mean, and stuff like that. But I mean, I always get really cool stuff like clothes and stuff like that that they, you know, from all different kinds of places that are really cool.
If you ever don't need any of those clothes,
okay,
I'll take
them your way. Totally will.
That'd be amazing. Obviously, there's downsides as well.
Exactly.
What's the worst side to it all of obviously being as famous as you are and having to deal with that on a daily basis?
Well, actually, I haven't been at the, you know, to the front side of a hotel in like 10 years.
Yeah.
I always go the back way, so I always get to see the kitchen and the toilets and the, you know, the trash, and everyone's like, oh, you have such a glamorous life. And I'm like, oh my God, but you get to go to at the front of the hotels, and you know, in the front entrance. I think that's more glamorous than what I do.
Yeah, you just get the scenic route.
Exactly.
Which isn't so scenic. What would your advice be? Obviously, you're kind of considered, even though you're not even 30 yet, you're considered a veteran in the industry. If there's someone starting out now who wants a similar career to you, what would your advice to be to them even for starting in this mad world of show business today?
Probably never doubt yourself and just have fun. Don't take yourself too seriously.
Okay, now in terms of your back catalogue of songs and albums, there's a lot. Do you have any specific favourite songs that always stick in your memory, or say when you perform them live, you really love performing them?
Wow. I love one of my new songs called How I Roll off this new album, which is really, really cool. It's a fun song. It's really fun to perform. And I love Toxic. Toxic is always a good, you know, the crowd always loves Toxic.
I think we should play Toxic. Should we get it on? Do you want to introduce it for us?
Yeah, this is Toxic. I hope you like it.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Britney Spears. I follow Alex and Lucy on Twitter, and you should too. Do it now. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
It's In Demand. It is our Britney Spears special. Still, are you comfortable? Sat there? You happy?
Yes.
Good. Let's talk about who you admire most in the music industry, because there must be quite a few people that stand out. In terms of British stars, is there anyone at the moment that you would love to work with or, you know, get to know maybe?
I love Adele. I think she's amazing. She performed at the VMAs, and the room was, so you could hear a pin drop in there. It was really spectacular. It was beautiful. I love Jessie J. I think she's great. I think she's really cool. And as far as the States go, I love Gwen Stefani. I think she's very, very cool.
She's quite edgy, isn't she?
Yeah, she's cool.
With Adele, though, that was such an emotional performance as well, and so stripped back.
Yeah.
were people crying in the room? Because when she did the same song at the Brit Awards here, I was literally sat watching it in tears.
Yeah, she has that, you know, feel with her that she can bring that to people, which is really amazing and a gift to do.
Okay, now you were honoured for your amazing achievements at the VMA Awards this year, and you performed at it in so many times. There's been iconic performances like Slave for You, you know, the big snake over your shoulders and all of that. In terms of your performances, do you have favourite ones? Do you have least favourites?
I really loved the one with the snake. I thought that was really kind of cool because it was just so bizarre. Me doing a snake, right now, if you asked me to do it, I'd like be like, hell no, I'm not doing that ever, you know. But I was just, you know, ready to go, and I was like, yeah, sure, let's do it, you know. So I just think that performance, the whole jungle vibe and stuff, was really cool.
Were you really nervous when you had to hold that snake? Because I've got, like, I don't have any phobias, but snakes scare the living hell out of me. Was it kind of like you're holding it and you're trying to be sexy at the same time?
Yeah, it was really kind of awkward, but somehow I pulled it off and it worked out, and I got rid of it really quick and continued on with my performance.
Because you're like that. Chuck the snake away.
Take it, please.
You were on stage this year with Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't really say Lady Gaga. It was Joe Calderone, her alter ego.
Oh, yes.
And she obviously tried to get the kiss, and you're like, no, I've done that already. But in terms of Gaga as an artist, do you admire her as well? Do you like what she does?
Yeah, I think she's really different, and she comes from theater, so she gets the whole thing of really being an amazing performer and, you know, making people see, you know, a deeper side of herself, and which I really appreciate that, because I come from theater as well, and it's nice to see people who aren't just doing, you know, hip-hop music and stuff like that, but they get the whole, you know, the art of the whole craft, which is cool.
Yeah, and you both put on a show.
Oh, yes.
It's that kind of vibe, isn't it? Would you like to work with her if you both somehow managed to cram the time into your crazy diaries?
Oh, that would be amazing. That would be really cool.
You need to do that. Honestly, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, she's cool.
It'd be totally awesome. You could go on like a tour with Gaga, get Madonna involved, you know, yeah. Get Adele involved.
Get all the girls involved.
The girly tour. I like it. Now, you're filming the video for your new single, Criminal, here in the UK. Mm-hmm. One of my favourite songs of the Femme Fatale album.
Well, thank you.
I love it. I love Big Fat Bass as well.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. What else do I like? He About to Lose Me.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Whenever that comes down the iPod shuffle, I'm like, yes! Okay. But talking about Criminal, is the video going to be another Britney Spears extravaganza? How are you going to sort of approach this video? Because it's quite a mellow song, isn't it? But with quite a dark underlying message.
Yeah, when you hear the song, it gives me the feeling it portrays something like as a story, and it needs, like, you know, something of a story. So we've done the concept for the video and stuff like that, so it should be a surprise.
Can you give us any little teasers about what might be involved?
Well, just there's a special guest in the video, which is kind of cool, and it's a really cool storyline. So,
and you're glad you're filming it here in London?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Obviously, you've said before in the past that you love being in London, and it's one of your favourite places to come. Mm-hmm. Did you get to sort of watch the royal wedding on TV at home, and would you go to see the royal wedding exhibition? Because Kate's dress is currently...
Oh, my God, that's crazy. Yeah, I saw bits and pieces of it on the news, and they just look so happy together, and, you know, it's really special and really beautiful.
Did you think her sister upstaged her a bit in her bridesmaid dress with her very pert bottom, as everyone was talking about?
I didn't see her.
Oh.
I didn't see her.
Well, that's good, because your eyes are on the bride.
Yes.
Maybe the groom. I like the groom's brother.
Yeah,
he's
cute.
He's cheeky.
Very cute.
Let's go into Criminal. Let's get the song on, because it is your brand new single, so please introduce it, Brittany.
This is my single, Criminal.
Brilliant. It's an in-demand special with the fabulous Britney Spears. And we've talked about your music, we've talked about what your career's been like so far, and your new music being here in the UK as well. But we all know and love you as Britney the Showgirl. But when you're behind closed doors and you're at home, what kind of things do you like to do? What sort of TV shows do you get to watch?
Well, I don't watch that much TV. I haven't been watching hardly any TV lately. But I do, I have a craving for Jersey Shore sometimes, like every once in a while. It's one of those things. And I work out a lot, and I'm kind of boring, really. I don't really do that much.
But your life is always on the stage, so I suppose when you get home, you don't really want to do anything that interesting.
Yeah, it's nice to just, watch TV and not even have to think about anything.
Do you cook much? Are you much of a chef? Because I know your dad, he's a really good cook, right?
Yes, he is a good cook. I'm okay. I'd say I'm okay.
What's your signature dish? If I came round to your house and we were just going to have, like, a girls' night in, maybe watch a DVD, eat dinner and drink some wine, what would you cook up?
Pirate's booty. I'm joking. I was spaghetti. Yeah.
Okay. Would we have it with bolognese or like clams or something? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That sounds good. Yeah. What can we watch on telly? What DVD?
Sex and the City DVDs.
Yes.
I love them.
With a lot of popcorn.
Yes.
Okay, let's make it a date. Do you have any favourite music that you like to listen to when you're chilling out, unwinding after a hectic week?
I love Adele's, her album. I think she's amazing. And Jessie J, I think she's great. I love Sting. I think he's amazing. Lenny Kravitz is awesome.
He's quite hot as well.
Yeah.
Those leather trousers. On anyone else?
He's really hot.
Yeah, we love Lenny. If your kids wanted to follow in your footsteps and do what you do now, would you let them, or would you kind of be a bit wary of letting them do that?
Well, already they're performers. They're like all over the place. They're like performing for me all the time and dancing and doing all kinds of crazy things. So I think they're probably going to take hip hop class and, do stuff in the arts, which I think is good. But if they have a love for it and they really want to, try to do it, I'll back them 100%.
Aww. I think seeing as we've talked about some of your favorite music and your favorite artists, let's play a song by one of your favorite artists. I've got a funny feeling you might go for Adele. Or are you going to go for something else?
Let me see. I'll do Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
I love that song.
Yeah, I do too.
I got that on like vinyl when I was like 6.
I love her. She's great.
Amazing. This is In Demand. It's a Britney Spears special. This is our final part now, and then we'll let you go off and get some food or whatever you want to do. Let's talk about your future. You're turning 30 in December. How quickly has that crept up?
That's so crazy. It's like time goes by so fast.
Okay, now, are you looking forward to it? Has it made you think about your future, where you'll be in 5 years' time? Because people always say that when you reach a landmark age, you kind of sit, you take stock of the situation and think about what's going on in your life.
I think that's like an overwhelming thing to do. I think I take one day at a time and, just do what I love to do.
Are you excited about it? Are you going to have a party to celebrate it?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, you might just want to sit at home and just chill out with the kids
and
the dogs.
I'm going to be on tour, so I will probably do something, but I don't know yet.
I think you need to have a birthday cake on stage with you.
Yes.
Maybe you could jump out of it. do you think that the Britney of now is totally different to the Britney of, say, 10 years ago? How have you changed as a person, do you think?
Oh, no, at heart, I think I'm the same person, definitely, yeah.
In terms of growing, though, and maybe sort of learning about
this? I've gotten a little bit wiser, and, I think I'm more laid back than what I used to be. I was always very stressed out, and, yeah.
Okay, now, do you ever see yourself retiring from the spotlight completely and just kind of going away and just living a normal life, or as normal as you can when you're Britney Spears, but
Yeah, not for too long, though. I would have to always come back because it's what I love to do.
Exactly, go out, have a few couple of years and just chill out for a bit and then come back. Yeah. Britney, it's been absolutely amazing to have you on the show. I think what we have to do to wrap this up is get another track on from Femme Fatale. Anyone you want. It could be a single, album track, whoever.
Okay, here's He About to Lose Me.
Amazing. Britney, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Podcast.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.